Now to Paris, where a French court has acquitted Air France and Airbus of involuntary manslaughter over the crash in 2009 of Flight 447, which was en route from Rio in Brazil to Paris, and in which 228 people lost their lives, all those on board. Three Irish women were among the dead: 26-year-old Dr. Aisling Butler from County Tipperary, 27-year-old Dr. Jane DC from Dublin, and Dr. Ethna Walls, who was 28 and from County Down. Well, Paris correspondent for CBS News Elaine Cobb has been following the proceedings this morning. The judgment, Elaine, delivered just in the last half an hour. Can you tell us what the court had to say?
Brian, the court ruled that neither Air France nor Airbus could be held responsible for the crash of flight AF447 from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. Now, the verdict wasn't a huge surprise. The prosecutors closed their case in December, saying the crash was mostly down to pilot error. And this case was just against Air France and Airbus, the companies, so the airline and the airplane manufacturer, who were accused of involuntary manslaughter and accused of not doing enough for the technical issues and not training their pilots correctly to use some of the equipment.
So this means, does it, that the responsibility for this is with pilot error?
Very much so. And a lot of the families in the courthouse said afterwards they were disappointed and angry. And one of the lawyers for some of them said, yes, it looks clear there was some level of pilot error, but that wasn't everything. Part of the reason the pilots were making mistakes was that the tubes on the pitot tubes, probes on the wings, froze. They sent contradictory information to the two co-pilots who were in the seat, and they wasted precious time carrying out contradictory actions and just didn't know. So there was a whole chain of events that could have been avoided had there been better training. Had they also, Air France apparently knew from 2002 that these probes were prone to freezing, and there was a lot of criticism that Air France did nothing to change them until after this crash in 2009.
All right. Elaine Cobb, for the moment in Paris, thank you very much for that.